And now we come to the war of Armageddon. And this is the final battle. Verses 17 and 18. And I saw an angel standing in the sun. He cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together under the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Now, if there is one passage of Scripture which is revolting to read, this is it. And you'll notice that God concluded it at the end of His Word to remind us how revolting and nauseating to Him are the deeds of the flesh. Men who live in the flesh will have their flesh destroyed. And this is an invitation at the end of the Battle of Armageddon to the carrion-eating fowl to come to a banquet on earth where they're going to have blue ribbon flesh, an A1 grade to eat, kings and the mighty men of the earth. It is frightful, friends, to rebel against God because He is going to judge you someday. And this reveals the heart of man and how dreadful that heart really is. Now, for the first time, hell is opened up. Now, will you listen? And I saw the beast. I'm reading verse 19. And the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, the Antichrist, that wrought the signs in his sight, wherewith he deceived them that received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. They too were cast alive into the lake of fire that burneth with brimstone. Now, the beast is the Antichrist, the political ruler, and the religious ruler, both taken, and the rest were killed with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, even the sword which came forth out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. What a frightful picture this is. Now the beast and the false prophet defy God right up to the very last. They dare to make war with the Son of God. And he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh at the utter futility of their efforts. It's preposterous, but such is the rebellion of man against God. And the outcome was inevitable. And the two arch rebels and tyrants, the Antichrist and the false prophet, have the questionable distinction of being the first who are cast into hell. The devil hasn't even been put there yet, friends. And the question arises, is the lake of fire literal? Well, let me give you something to think about, because I'm going to come back to this when we get over to chapter 20. If it's not literal, it depicts that which is worse than a literal fire, a brimstone. Think over that until we get to chapter 20. Now, will you notice? The other thing is, what is the sword that goes out of his mouth? A millennial friend of mine, he and I are very good friends, he asked me laughingly, he says, you don't mean to tell me there's going to be a literal sword come out of the mouth of Jesus? Well, I said it would be if it wasn't that it's made clear in the Word of God what it is. And it's the Word of God. It's His Word. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And Paul says in Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. That's Isaiah 11:4. Now do you notice that it's made clear that it's the Word of God. It was the Word of God that created this universe. It's the Word of God that will save you. It's not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's the way you're born again. And it will be the Word of God that will destroy the wicked at the end of this age. Did you notice up to this time, Satan's not in hell? We're going to see that next time.